Well, my name is Jefferson Koji. I am the mayor of Monrovia, the capital city of the Republic of Liberia, located on the west coast of Africa. Well, I'm a mayor of close to 10 months now. I got appointed in February 16, 2018.
Okay. And so you're quite young, it seems that you're quite young. How old are you?
Wow, that's personal. Basically, in my early 30s.
So you're a young mayor. What is your background?
Well, I came from the youth and student activists. I was engaged in the activism, civil society, when I just came out. And after the youth and student activism, and I landed into national politics, I ended up becoming the youth chairperson, which is now the ruling party, but then it was in the opposition. What I served as the leader of the young people, and I presided over that election, you know, over that process. Well, today we were able to have a very peaceful elections without young people getting, you know, into violence. When you take our history in our country, in 2005, and after elections, there was violence. People lost their life. Young people were engaged in it. But then I was a kid. I was in Nora in 2011. I was also a kid, a very young at that time. I could not play no leadership role. In 2012, when I got elected as the youth league chairperson, it is the first time that we went for elections, and the elections ended after 2017. There was no violence, because I served as the chairperson. I inspired these young people and told them that your greatest weapon to use is not the one expressing the violence. It's the one to transform your mind into productivity. That message resonated with them. And now you see our elections are very peaceful. And even though we went to court, all around the world, people begin to celebrate the young people. And they will appreciate, even the American were very glad. They even called me and they appreciated me for my role play in the elections.
I understand. Today you are in Morocco, in Northern Africa, and you are a member of the territorial collectivity. What do you think of these African cities? What does that mean for you?
Well, basically, the African city means a lot for we African country. And I think it becomes a place of connectivity where we come with shared knowledge, shared value, and so we can be able to advance our perspective. So in Africa City, what you're going to do is it provides the platform for networking. In Africa City, it affords you an opportunity to learn, to acquire the years story of other country, and to see what of those stories, what of those knowledge can be replicated into your respective cities.
I see. Today is the African is the Climate Day, and you are actually participating in a side event, I can say that, and a workshop on Covenant of Mayor in Sub-Saharan Africa. Your town has been selected as one of the 13 towns which will be support. I think in the process, and it's financed by the EU. What does that mean for your people, and how actually the community will understand what you will implement?
Well, it's wonderful. I even just signed also a member as the ambassador of climate change at the EU. I was in remaining two months ago, where I was invited by the EU, and where I was a 104 country. I was selected to represent my fellow mayors. We have honored the confidence of mayor. And so I think climate change, it is a very sanguinary, a very important, it becoming a threat to human existence. And so for me, I think we human need to get involved to see how we prevent this calamity that is being created by man. Hey, you know, because men have engaged into activities within the climate that is currently resulting into unusual changes. Those changes that have the proclivity to spill unspecified consequences. So, like you said, in my country, we're suffering for equal sea erosion. We also have a challenge with our people. Some of our people construct their home in wetlands. Some of our people construct their home over drainages. And so sometimes those actions on our people lead to the city being flooded. As we speak currently, the city of Monrovia has the highest rainfall in the world. Monrovia is located on the west coast of Africa, and it has a tropical weather. And so we think with an engagement with the European Union, and I think it will be very much it will be very much beneficial of our people. I think it will be one of the most appropriate steps taken by them. And my people, specifically the people of Monrovia, with the resident of 1.6 million people, they will be very, very much excited that, look, what is happening now, it can be intervened by the European Union. We're even also thinking about how we can relocate these people from these slum community where they have been engaged with what you call sea erosion. The erosion is taking over them, you know, over their home. So we're thinking about how we can now find an affordable home for them. We're also engaging with we call the central government, His Excellency Ambassador George Manuia. He also have listened to our call. As we speak to you currently, the central government is engaged into a coastal defense project that is trying to prevent the coastal Iblan from further taking away the people's land, and so that they can be. So for us now, we have developed a project where we yearning that the World Bank and the European Union can get involved, can be funded, where we can be able to take these people and have them relocated to an affordable home.
I understand. So you mean now that it's about the West, which actually helped you. How do you see as a youth a South-South cooperation? How do you see your town working with other towns in the South, and how do you integrate these young people that you know as a creative people who can actually build the green jobs with this South-South cooperation? How do you see it?
Well, but I think in this office, one thing I have to my advantage, I kind of am very grateful. A lot of the people see me to be a young person. So on the basis of that, they try to give me sometimes a few. It's very strange from where we come from, what's on our continent. So when I have an opportunity to attend the euphoria, a lot of people want to listen and see what perspective I come with. So I think with that, I think it has a huge responsibility. And I'm very concerned about ensuring I provide more like an inspiration to a lot of young people, so that they can see me as a role model, that when I succeed, they're going to leave a legacy for young people, that young people can be with trusted with bigger responsibility. I think there's a challenge, but I can say to you, we are gradually making some headway. Currently, what we're trying to say to you, we are networking. And like I just said to you, the European Union have created what you call the ambassadors of media. So we learn all those ambassadors of climate change. What we're doing, we're networking with each other. We're trying to share our shared view, shared vision, and to see how we keep in touch and see how we can regulate some of those moves that have been acquired, and see how we can combat the climate challenges that have posed on our continent.
And besides the EU, you have also the support of this NGO, ENDA Energy. My question is the last question. Is it because you didn't reply? It's related to the green jobs. What is your strategy to see, because there are many, many organizations of youth on climate change, not only on the facing climate change, of the impact of climate change, but also the opportunity to climate change. How do you see the youth organization to be actually the one who lead the green job?
Yeah, basically what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to inspire my people back home to get involved into trees planting. The young people, what I'm observing. Now, first of all, we started with the urban farming.
Yeah.
We start with urban farming. What I try to ensure that we have a project called Grow What You Eat and Eat What You Grow. And so I've launched that initiative in Monrovia. And so we're trying to use it. Instead of looking at the wetland, we're trying to transform the wetland into becoming very productive. Because and those these are measures where you can get involved in, you can be the employer airline trying to support the green revolution. The green revolution. So I think young people are innovative, they are exuberant. So I think the more we open the space for young people, we afford them an opportunity to effectuate their energy in a more appropriate way in advancing the fight for climate change. So in my city, we have launched, like I said to you, we are launching a process called Grow What to Eat and Eat What to Grow. It is a green revolution where young people now can develop the concept of beginning to engage in the urban farming, to engage into planting of trees, those trees that can be able to ensure that the city is green, ensure that it help in advancing the ideas of climate change.
Okay, lastly, how do you define yourself and what can you expect for you for the next few years and few months even?
Basically, what I like I said to you, I see myself as a John Major of the young people on the continent of Africa in terms of our ability to deliver. Now this perception, people believe that only older people on the continent that have the technical know-how, the competence and the ability. The fact that Africa is beginning to experience, young people with serious responsibility, I think as a young person, I want to ensure that Monrovia become a cosmopolitan city so that we can be a success story on the continent, that a young man presided as a mayor of the capital city, and that young man did exceptionally well. So now, across the continent, young people can be, instead of young people, just be mayor supporter. Young people now can be people that can be with trusted, with serious responsibility in the interest of his own continent.
Thank you very much.